börjat för 3 år till det fixade Siberian Trail. From Lepai. Och he was working for mines to make these special ovens where melt the metal. And then they figure out what was coming over. My father's friend has coming to America. They will come here in America, see how it's going. But then my mother stayed expecting. She was 35 years old. And all the years she married 20, and she never expected. And suddenly she was expecting me. When she was expecting, they decided to come to Latvia. And when I was born in grandfather's farm, but I was not born there. I was in the middle of Siberia. And then the war came, and they were by somewhere very close to China somewhere. The war came when he was in Asia, and he stayed there all war time. When they were in the middle of Siberia, Russians start to fight with communism, yeah. On the one side come to one side, another, and this train was destroyed. And they stuck there, not only my mother and father, that's the only train, and there was 30, 40 wagons full with people. We live in the wagon, in the train, for 3 years. Train was stuck in the middle of Siberia. It was destroyed there. Wagon was where I was two more Latvian families. And they had 3 boys. And they were all 10 years older as I. And I started to talk then. I was the biggest toy. I was really, everything what they had, I shared was a candy or something somewhere get, you know. You know, my mother has lots of clothes. When she went there, she went with the father and with luxury. And that war come. And then my mother, only from the clothes you can get to buy something. Not Tatars or somebody, not the Chinese, not the Japanese, but some another Russian. I think they said Tatars or something. Mm-hmm. I think they were Tatars, and they grow up horses. Mm-hmm. There is no cows, no cow milk, and the food is very poor. And my mother bought the horse milk. Mm-hmm. And once these old Tatars said, when my mother drink myself, herself. And my mother said, okay, I will take once and show you who drinks. And she dressed up me and talked at him. Mm-hmm. And he think when I'm an angel, he never seen a blonde kid. I was complete blonde with big blue eyes. He think I'm an angel. When I was little, and my first language was Russian language. And mom tried to speak Latvian, and I don't like I speak Russian. It is more in closer to Japan. By the seashore, you know, an island, the big island, where mines was. It's close to Japan there, but on the sea. I was 2 years in train, on the last year in Siberia. And then my mother speak with dad, and then they moved there in for winter. But short time, not long. Mm-hmm. Lots of them died from starving. There was lots of problems. And then they went back to Japan or China and get something, you know. I don't know how it's, but we were with 2 Latvian families. And these boys were so nice to me. Everything I wanted, they give me, play and so. Can you figure out almost three winters in a wagon to live? How they survive? Cross the mountains, it was okay. And then the first what my mother wanted me, christening. And I'm a Luther, mm-hmm. Lutheran, yeah. And then there was a small German church. She went there to this pastor, and but that was far away from where she lives. It was somewhere in Ural Mountains. And then they took me to this, and the pastor was cooking food when we went there. But kept christening me and told my mother, you come Sunday, then the papers will be ready when she is christened. And when my mother went Sunday, the church was burned down and the pastor was shot. But I was Christian. No, and then they went to Latvia slowly. And then my father has a friend, and my father went to hospital to say to good friend, when we move home, and he get it. And then we stay longer, and then still with the same train, it was stopped too. There was almost many, many sick and dying. And they cannot bury them, that it was mountains and all frozen, you know. Then when they went to Latvian border, there still was sick with Sherlock. Right? Sherlock, what is it? Is like a, it is a sickness, you know, very high temperatures, and they don't let over the border to Latvia in. My father said he will not stay so long, he will go in, he can cross the line and go and prepare so when we had where to stay. And when he went, they didn't give my, they take, I was on father's passport, so yeah. And they take off me from my mother. But my mother get me back. And then I dressed me up and went over the Latvian border. And when she was over, then was a different story. My grandfather has this time still a very nice farm. And yeah, near Liepāja, yeah. There was the grandpa's farm. And this time it was not destroyed. Yeah, no, we had more relatives there. And these old women, widowers, you know, has been shot. And they were this very, for me, everything, what they can go, what they can do, they all. And they ask my father, mother, to not to take me to the city. I live 1 year in grandpa's farm. And I had a good life. My father stayed sick in Russia and not very hard. And I had a good time in grandfather's farm, you know, everybody. I was the little one and they all grow up. After a year, they took me to Riga. And my mom has a sister to Riga living. Mother take her dress and turn off and make me a new dress and dress me up. I went in school in Latvia, Liepāja, this another by Litauer border, this big city. That was only harbor where the sea was very deep or where the big ships was. My mother has my sister's daughter, what is 17, 18 years older as I grow up with her. Her husband was very sick with TB, tuberculosis, but he didn't die, and they scared when the girl will get it. Then to my mother's place, and she went to Russia where my father go to work. She went everywhere with my mother. Got all properties in Liepāja too. On Latvian language, get back, my father stopped Russian speaking in home. Latvian still had power this time. I think all of my country was under politics. Everybody wanted us. Therefore, we were a small country, but well-off country. Mm-hmm. And we had a big shipbuilding plants and
ports.
Fixing plants. And all these big ships come from sea. And I finished school, high school, and it was very hard for my country. They always another countries involved, as in war, in their little country in the middle. Then they took over, they took over my city too. The one Germans left, and I was already finishing high school. And my father was back to his old work, and we were living very good. And then when Russians come, they think when they shot my husband, I was married already. They scared when they shot me too. When my mother and father was crying, but they said to go out. Germany was taken by Americans on English, on this part in English, what was. And then, the first I went in Germany, and then from there, where the England take over this part. They were looking for Latvian women to work in England, and we were lucky. I was about 25 years old then. It was after war. It was so sad. And I had a nice fur coat, and was very November. And ships already left all, or big harbor, and couple ships left, and I get on the ship. But when I moved out of city, it was very cold, and my fur coat was in grandpa's farm, but was still under Germans this time. And my father went to get my fur coat warmer. Everything left, you know, just at least some warm clothes. Yeah, I work for a camp, and then this camp has from Latvia little kids brought up about 30 kilometers from our place. Between Hamburg and Neustadt, they were looking for the girls who can work in hospital.
Okay.
No, and I said, I can work in hospital. Why cannot I work in hospital? Then they don't want to take me. I was very skinny when I was young. But then they took me, and we went to England, and it's come out, and that is a TB hospital. And English people don't want to go there. That's why they hired us from Germany, Latvia. It was very strict rules there. There most was soldiers who come from army, TB sick already. And lots was dying out there. They hired 5 German girls in our unit. And they all 5 stay sick. They nice boys, you know, and they start to flirt a little bit and so. Finish. Yeah, I married in Britain, in Manchester, on a big ceremony. You know, now I work there, a Latvian pastor. He came already when I work in hospital, and I always get him room and board there in hospital and everything. We were good friends with him. And then when I married, we don't want married very fussy. We don't wanted to go only to pastor with 2 people and married, you know, without no fuss at all. And this church was not, it was quite far from me. But once in a while, the Latvians made church. And yeah, when I married, Edgar's cousin came and was assistant to us, and married, and I will go back to my drive back with a bus, you know. Mm-hmm. And here they all come out, no, you must come to pastor's home, he was living there. On tables and make the supper there. No, okay, I will go to, my gosh, there was house full with about 50 people. They're waiting for me. I was dressed well, but not like a bride, nothing, just official marriage. You know? We decided married with my last husband, yeah, mm-hmm. But with whom I lived 40 years. And he was married too before. He didn't know about his wife and kids in Latvia for 7 years. When I was married, and I didn't know where my husband went. But after 5 years, you can marry again. Mm. We take the boat to Canada. And 1 year we worked there somewhere, speak only French. train and loaded full from our ship to the train to Montreal. Then we stay in Montreal. And in Montreal, I already was arranged his work, you know. Mm. And when we get the first work, it was in Quebec, and they were all French. Mm-hmm. We didn't speak French at all. First 1 year, I must make contract, you know. When I get right away work in hospital, I work 36 years in Kempsville, outskirts Edmonton. Okay. And what was, my English was good in England. I learned very good. And come to here to Canada, I work alone 36 years. And when I went home, I speak Latvian language. And I tried to forget my English, only what I need for work. Yeah, he worked for Makashim. Imanta was here already. Small, not so big. This time all was coming in already.
Can you?
Big parties. Big parties, darling. But I was young still, yeah. And I work, and then from work to party, and then till 4 o'clock dance and sing, and in the morning to work. Therefore, when my parents was killed, and I didn't go, but my husband went. He has 2 sons growing there.
Yeah.
They even come over to me here twice, my husband's children. On my family, I had cousins and all mm-hmm. such who come visit. They had lots of visitings with me when I live in Edmonton. I had my own house here in Edmonton. In Latvia, I had nothing left. My all died out, and they killed so many of us, you know, I don't want to go back.